and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as Pastor Jim continues teaching on reasons why we are living in the Revelation generation. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Tammy Sue Baker, welcome everybody.
Yes.
And we've got an exciting venture into the Revelation today. We're so excited to announce officially that you now can accept credit cards purchase and for your giving online.
Right. Yes, they can go to jimbakershow.com and do all their credit card processing there or at the 800 number, which is our toll-free number where you order your products. So this has been a victory for our ministry.
Wow. Yes,
and we are so thankful to the Lord.
Yeah, part of the warfare has been, you know, the credit card. Yes.
And I just want to say real quick, thank you all for standing with us this whole past year as we've gone through such incredible, as they call, cancel culture. They would have loved to have canceled culture this show and this ministry, but God. And so we just want to say thank you for standing with us and continuing to stand with us.
You know, Mondo, one of the important things God taught me in prison was that I was to take the news and apply it to the scriptures so that it would interpret. I would interpret the word of God by what's happening now.
Right.
And boy, is it happening now.
Yes, sir.
Give me a quick one about what's happening right now.
Just a few days ago, tsunami hits Japan after a strong 7.2 earthquake.
You know, God had told me there would be another one in Japan.
Yes.
And this is a tsunami.
Yes.
And it hit near where the last one hit.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you something. They're watching Japan. Japan should be the model of what could take place in Cascadia in the west coast of the United States. And as you teach the Revelation, we begin to see activity like we never seen before. Can I just give you a little shocker? Because I think it's going to allow you to enter into the book of Revelation and understand the numbers. The numbers is what tells you where we are. Let me give you this one because we talked about it a few days ago. Iceland, this is according to The Guardian. Iceland volcano eruption underway on mountain near Reykjavik. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, please excuse me. More than 40,000 earthquakes. That's a big number. More than 40,000 earthquakes occurred. No, sir. Have occurred on the peninsula in the past 4 weeks.
Wow.
Let me give you
a number.
Say
that again.
More than 40,000 earthquakes in the last 4 weeks in Iceland.
Did you all get that? 40,000 earthquakes in 4 weeks. God's word says there will be earthquakes in many places. Multiple places. Diverse places means many. And what's happening? Everything. Can you imagine? Just right after the pandemic of the four horsemen, we see what's next, and it's earthquakes and all these things, and they're happening, Mondo.
They're happening fast, and the part is that what you just said, the key is diverse places. Now, you got to understand something. When you learn about the plates, the tectonic plates, they're connected with each other, and they're watching the movement from one coast to another coast, and they're aligning together. But this is the scary part. Underneath a lot of this, you know, land, they have discovered more than 100 volcanoes that can go all at once. If that happens, you better watch out, because the surge of water will begin to create a flood in many nations, and they're watching it very closely. Now, I want to give you this because it's so important. 40,000 in 4 weeks. Normally, they see 1,000 to 3,000 each year.
Wow.
But in 4 weeks, you're seeing what you have called
the
pressure.
And they're all over the world is a crazy thing.
Absolutely.
That's what makes us know this is the biblical event.
Peru, Guatemala, you know, Iceland, just to give you some of the, you know, the West Coast, the New Madrid is shaking. I mean, they're watching. So when you're saying in diverse places, I think that counts for that statement.
Yeah.
Well, let me get right into Revelation for right now. We got a lot to do today. I think you're going to enjoy the program. Mm-hmm. God is about to get man's attention. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Man is going to shake up. Man is going to get shook up because God's about to get man's attention.
Yes.
Turn to Revelation 8, chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. The seventh seal. These are the seals that are opened. You know, the seals like on a scroll. They would seal them up. Well, God opens the seal, and he opens the seventh seal and the seven trumpets. Listen to me. The seventh trumpet is the rapture. We're going to be in that in a few weeks because we're going to study it different times. We're going to have guests in between.
Yes.
But I'm going to get to preach in between.
That's good.
Because I believe the reason I was born was the revelation.
Right.
Okay. So the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet. When he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about a half an hour. That's a time of quietness. And then verse 2, and I saw the seven angels or messengers which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. God uses trumpets, okay? Verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints. Your prayers go up in heaven upon the golden altar, which was before the throne of God. Okay, go to verse 4 with me. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire, lightning of the altar, and cast it. Now, hold on here. That word cast it means thrown violently.
Wow.
And there were voices, a war of words. Oh, my God, we've already been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
But that's what's happening now. What a horrible, vicious, evil war of words is going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
And thunderings, roaring. So it's going to be like a big thunderstorm, Lori. We had a big thunderstorm the other day.
Yes, we sure did.
Our dogs
go crazy.
Crawl under the covers with us.
We have one that's just
when the
so
thunder
scared.
Comes.
Yes.
But that thunder, it was big.
Oh, yes. Just feels like it's right over the house.
But
the
this is going to be all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to wake us.
Yes.
It's lightning.
Yes.
It's thunder.
Man.
And it's going to be bright. And an earthquake at the same time.
Come on, man. All this at once.
This is what's the difference. This is what I keep saying. I want people to get it in their head.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming is not just a little flash of lightning. It's not just a little thunder. It's not just a little earth. It's all coming at once. And it gets worse and worse over these next verses in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. So trumpets are sounding. What does trumpets mean? It's a sounding from God. Trumpets have been used throughout God's Bible.
Yes.
When God first spoke to Moses in Exodus 19:16 through 19, he talked about the trumpets on the third day, a very loud trumpet blast. And the sound of the trumpet, verse 2, grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The word trumpet is used 66 times in the Bible. It's trumpeting, and it's the voice of God is like a trumpet. Revelation 8, 7, let's go on here. Verse 7, the first angel sounded or trumpeted, and there followed hail and fire and lightning mingled with blood, some say bloodshed, and they were cast violently upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up. That's a lot of earth, a lot of trees. And the grass was burnt up. Gardens, vegetation, pastures were burnt up or burnt down to the ground, consumed wholly, does that mean? Mm. Wow. I believe this to be a meteor shower.
Wow.
This has happened before.
Yes.
October 8th, 1871, just after Lori was born. The Chicago Fire.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's read about Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about what God does, they try to make it a fairy tale.
Mm.
And it gets to be that like Noah's Ark is a fairy tale and all these things. They're not fairy tales.
No.
The Bible is true. That's why your children must be taught, because the principles are all there.
Yes, amen.
So the Chicago, let me roll something from this, the fire from the sky, the movie.
Documentary.
That documents the Chicago Fire. Take a look at this.
In 1871, headlines around the world reported the fire that burned Chicago to the ground. The cause was reported to be a cow owned by Mrs. O'Leary. But what history has forgotten is the fact that on the same evening, at the same hour, a dozen separate fires swept through a surrounding four-state area, causing even greater devastation. Randall Carlson has devoted his lifetime to researching unexplained phenomena. He believes the inferno was another case of fire falling from the sky.
The reason no one can explain these great fires is that no one knew to look to the heavens. But recent studies have shown that a comet nucleus, only 100 yards in diameter, exploding 20 miles up in the atmosphere, can set a large pine forest on fire. This is the only explanation that can account for the simultaneous outbreak of massive forest fires all over the Midwest on October 8, 1871.
In fact, astronomers at that time were tracking the dying comet Biela, whose orbit was dangerously close to Earth. Some scientists have suggested that fragments falling from the comet may have ignited not only the Chicago fire, but the fires in neighboring states as well. The most deadly fire that night was not in Chicago, but in the small town of Peshtigo. 1,200 people died there in the worst fire in American history. A mass grave commemorates the remains of 350 of the victims burned beyond recognition. Robert Cuvillian is the president of the Peshtigo Historical Society. The stories he has preserved are of a fire unlike any other.
Fire was not unusual in this territory, but on this particular night, this was a fire like nobody else had ever seen. It was 7 or 8 o'clock at night when it became dark, and they could see this lurid glow in the western sky. It was like a thunder, a muttered thunder that never ceased. It just kept growing louder and louder.
Before they could run, a firestorm blasted them off their feet.
The trees were being uprooted and roofs were coming off of the homes. Chimneys were crashing to the ground. Everything was moving horizontally. It was like the heaviest snowstorm you've ever seen, only it contained the burning embers and the ashes and the red hot sand and the dirt that was picked up. And when they decided it was time to go to the river, already it was too late.
The people who managed to reach the river were not yet out of danger. Clothing and hair combusted spontaneously. The air itself seemed to be on fire.
Eyewitnesses described that the very sky itself was on fire as far as the eye could see into space. Survivors felt like it was the end of the world.
Peshtigo was literally devoured by this fire from the sky. At sunrise the next day, survivors struggled from the riverbanks to tell stories of a night in hell.
Eyewitnesses described fireball and meteorite-like phenomena falling from the sky just prior to the outbreak of the fire. In the aftermath, they described whole forests of great maple trees uprooted and laid flat like new-mown hay. This is strikingly suggestive of the forests knocked flat to Tunguska. While no one was killed at Tunguska, 1,200 people lost their lives at Peshtigo.
Wow.
Wow, this is, you know, God spoke to me in the prison that if I would research the revelation, I would see that there had been little similar things so you can get an idea of what's coming. And this is what's coming.
Yeah.
You know, I'm anxious to go back to the studio because I keep looking over at my daughters because I need someone to nod their head and say, yes, Jim, that's right. But anyhow, I'll look at you at home and hope you're out there so you can nod at me. But this is so important. What you're just seeing is from my research. And what you're seeing is the living word of God in an illustrated form. So let's go into verse 8 now, in Revelation 8:8. And the second angel sounds, trumpeted, and as if it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea violently. That's the word means violent there. And a third part of the blood or the sea became bloodshed or blood red. And a third part of the creatures, the created things, which were in the sea and had life, died. And the third part of the ships, the sailors, were destroyed. This is a major, major thing. This could be a tsunami also, a big mega tsunami that happens from a volcano. Not a volcano, but it could be a volcano, but it's most likely an asteroid hitting the ocean. So all this, these are the things that are going to be happening in the next few months and years. It's starting now, and you're going to see God warning, God giving, and this is going to get us ready for the rapture. And we're coming to the rapture chapter in a, in a few weeks on our show. We're going to be dealing with that, and I'm trying to give it to you so you don't have to eat it all in one day.
But we're trying to get a bite at a time, I guess.
So, you know, the Canary Island, to me, is one of the most important warnings that we've had from the scientists. And it's the Canary Islands mega tsunami. I have a video of that, and let's go to that right now.
Meanwhile, there are some scientists who reckon that the world is headed for a tsunami which will dwarf every other one in history. They have identified the potential flashpoint as an active volcano called Cumbre Vieja on La Palma in the Canary Islands off the northwest coast of Africa. The volcano erupted twice in the 20th century, once in 1949 and then again in 1971. The scientists are convinced it will blow its top again. They're just not sure when. But when it does, the scientists believe there is a strong possibility that its western side, which is inherently unstable, will collapse, and billions of tons of rock would crash into the Atlantic Ocean, creating a mega tsunami of unprecedented size. Having predicted the scale of the giant wave, scientists like Dr. Hermann Fritz in Switzerland have little doubt over the catastrophic outcome.
If the Cumbre Vieja were to collapse as one single block, it would create a giant mega tsunami with an initial wave height of 650 meters and a wavelength of 30 to 40 kilometers, traveling westwards across the Atlantic with speeds up to 720 kilometers an hour towards America.
The tsunami would hit the east coast of North America in less than 8 hours. Its momentum would then sweep it inland, overwhelming and destroying everything in its path, including the cities of New York, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Miami, further south. The death toll would run into millions, making it the greatest disaster the world has ever known. The wave would be so widespread that it would also hit the African coast, the Caribbean, and parts of the south coast of England. But North America would suffer most.
But put it this way, if I was living in Miami or New York and I heard that the Cumbre Vieja was erupting, I'd be keeping a very close eye on the news.
But whether or not the collapse of Cumbre Vieja will cause the greatest catastrophe the world has ever known, one thing remains certain. Tsunamis will continue to pose a significant threat. With around 3 billion people, half the world's population, living near the sea, the risk is always there. What no one can do is prevent a tsunami. They are an immutable force of nature, far beyond the power of man to control.
Isn't that shocking?
Yes. Listen, I'm going to give you just...
But this is for real.
Absolutely. In 2019...
That thing is already split. That mountain's already split. Already had an earthquake there. And the next one would destroy the coast, west coast of the United States, according to the scientists.
Absolutely. Two headlines to just back up on that subject. Just right now, in February, over 140 earthquakes in the Canary Island, and they're watching it closely. In 2019, this was the headline that they ignored. Enormous mega tsunamis could destroy or drown UK and US coasts when Canary Island volcano erupts.
Let's go quickly. It's verse 10 of chapter 8 of Revelation, where we are right now. And the third angel sounds. Now, that word again is trumpeted. Remember that. When God uses the word trumpeted, it means what he is saying. Mm-hmm. You know, it means something he's doing. And there fell a great star, Aster in the Greek, from the word asteroid. It's Aster, from the sky, from the heavens, from the sky, burning as if it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, the drinkable, the potable, the running water, upon the fountains, the source of supply of the waters became acid, or acid rain. Verse 11, and the name of the star or the asteroid, Aster, is called Wormwood. Wormwood means, you know, bitterness. Did you know that? A type of bitterness. Calamity. And this is what's coming, people. And it's next. It's in the next lineup of all the things to come. So there's going to be a lot of big things. You better, you know, get your seatbelts on your rocking chairs, because you're going to want to be stable during these times. And you're going to, and the thing is, if you'll understand the revelation, you're not going to be shocked when we have asteroids. Right. You're not going to be shocked when we have the waters being hit and the oceans going crazy. You're going to understand, oh, I understand. This is what the Bible said would happen just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So a third part of the waters became wormwood, poison, bitter, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter, poisonous. And, you know, Greenland, and this is a motion picture, and I don't always take motion pictures, but some people say Hollywood somehow goes and does things that are prophetic and don't even know what they're doing.
So true.
So, but this is a motion picture. I want you to listen to some of the words. It may not be as clear as we want it to be, but let's roll that B-roll.
These are coming to us live. This is the fragment actually entering the lower atmosphere.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, an impact.
What was that?
The earlier footage showed a...
Thank you.
Come on, let's go.
But the sky's on fire.
Let's go, get on.
If you are hearing this broadcast, seek shelter immediately.
What do you think it is?
No idea.
I don't know if you could hear well enough, but that was the lady saying that, quoting the Bible in this motion picture of the wormwood asteroid from the sky.
Wow.
So wormwood in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, means a poisonous and a curse. And so let me go back here. Verse 11 of Revelation 8, this is where we are, people. You say, Jim, why are you scaring us? I'm not scaring you. I'm telling you the word.
Yeah.
This is so you won't be afraid they come.
Yes.
Because all these things must come to pass. Everything in the Bible has been fulfilled except these things that are to come yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, verse 11 again, in the name of the star, the asteroid, is called wormwood, a type of bitterness or calamity. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, being poisonous and bitter. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter, or the word bitter means poison here. Wow. They were poisons. So this is so important. So this asteroid triggers a volcano, earthquakes, puts poison in the air that pollutes the water supply and all. And could we roll that piece quickly from Tom Horn? He wrote a book about this very subject. Here's Tom Horn.
Early this year, wormwood was the last thing in the world on my mind. And this was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. It not only terrified everybody on Earth, it terrified me. What I first thought I was looking at was a dual-horned fiery dragon deep in space. That's what I thought I was looking at, and it was undulating like a serpent moving towards the Earth at a great speed. And then my point of view changed, and I was up above it looking down, and now I realized that it was a very, very large rock. But when I woke up, I literally nearly fell out of bed. I sat up in bed, and before I could write anything down, something whispered in my ear, Apophis. And I also knew that NASA had named an asteroid Apophis, but I didn't know anything about that either. And so I got up out of bed and I began doing the research on Apophis. Apophis was discovered in 2004. And at the time it was discovered, even NASA's astronomers said they thought it was a high risk chance of impacting the Earth. Later, for their own reasons, they worked on the calculations. But guess what? They're still admitting this. They're saying, however, it's going to skim Earth. And when they say skim, they mean it's going to come so close that it's going to take out the satellites that are in orbit around this planet. I mean, that's way too close. People will panic, but within 5-6 years from now, they're going to start panicking anyway, because the cat is going to get out of the bag. People with sophisticated telescopes are going to be able to look at this thing racing towards Earth, knowing that it's going to be here, by the way, of all dates, NASA says Friday the 13th. April 2029, right? I am convinced is going to impact the earth in 9 years from now. And when it does, I think it's the fulfillment of the Wormwood prophecy.
Wow.
Wow, is that powerful?
So powerful.
That could happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
In not many years from now.
Now, the strange thing is there's actually a date on that one. Yeah. You know, when you have Hollywood warning you, you have news warning you, you have the prophets and the watchmen warning you, and the people are, it's like they're drunken. They're not paying attention to the times that we're in right now.
So
that's why it's so vital you get these tapes, begin to study it. Mm-hmm. We are starting to see a famine of the Word of God.
Now,
from
Tom Horn calls this one Wormwood. I don't know if the scientists are calling it Wormwood, but they're named it Wormwood.
Yes, Apophis, Wormwood, it's all together. It's the biggest asteroid that they're anticipating. And they are panicking. They are trying to cover this up as much as they can.
This is a secret, really.
Yeah. Huge.
But he's discovered it.
One of the most deceptive
books. In fact, we have his book quickly,
right.
Don't we?
Yes, we have his Wormwood Prophecy book along with his DVD teaching for a donation of $25 to the ministries. And he goes in detail, in depth, of what does this look like and what will take place.
Mm. So you get his book and his teaching,
that's
right?
That's right, his DVD teaching, yes.
For
$25? $25 donation.
For both of them?
That's right, $25 donation to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling.
Okay, and that's his big Wormwood book. I mean, with a powerful book. And then the video beside it. So you're getting both of those you see on the screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Wormwood Prophecy by Tom Horn.
Right.
And that's the big, big asteroid that hits the world. And he says he's got the dates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's been covered up, but he's discovered and he writes about it in his book. If you want to know about it, you can get that book right away and read it while it's still available.
That's right.
But we're living in the Revelation time. Yeah. Everything you see, all the evil in the world, the judgment is coming. Just like on the days of Noah, when the people turned against God, they mocked God and all. And the judgment came upon the earth.
Yeah.
And this is what God says is going to happen, just as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Lot,
that's right,
in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be before Jesus comes back. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are right now in this teaching. In the next few weeks, I'm going to teach more and more of the Revelation, and I'm going to bring you up to what I call the rapture chapter.
Amen.
The rapture chapter is not far off. If you want to know the chapter, it's chapter 11. And I'm on chapter 9 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into 10 and then we'll be 11. So stay tuned.
Yes.
A lot more is coming. I must be able to warn you, this is the reason I had to go to a prison. This is the reason that I'm on television. It's so I can teach you this special, special teaching of the Revelation, word for word, detail by detail. And you must heed the Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't teach the Revelation, then I'm disobeying God.
Right.
And yet I need your help to do it.
Right.
And so your support means it.
That's right. Yes, you can receive part one and part two for a donation of $40 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling. So you'll receive the first one, which is This is the Revelation Generation with four teachings, along with Revelation Generation from Now to the Rapture. All this has been a part of the teaching that Pastor Jim has been doing over the last several weeks with us.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to receive part one and part two for a donation of $40 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
Okay, Lori and Marcia, what is our first spring?
And we have little Lori's here with us. She's right here.
Where are you, Lori? Come on in.
It's so good to be with you.
Lori's bringing one of my favorite things right now, which I, as my kids know, I love note
cards.
Love garden. Anything garden looking is so beautiful. And so these are the note cards.
Can I open this for you?
This is really extraordinary. This is a beautiful box, first of all. Tammy Sue and I always just go crazy over the boxes. Let's just start with the box itself.
Look at that.
That's decorative.
Can you see that up close?
Uh-huh. And this is
that gorgeous?
This is a beautiful.
That's a big cup.
Uh-huh. Teacup. And it has.
This is what I should be drinking from on the show.
That's
then I have
right.
a big
it
cup.
It has an infuser in it so you can put your loose tea or even you can put
oh,
your
this
tea
is
back.
To make the tea
uh-huh.
if you want to.
Sure. And let it steep in there. And so then.
Now, that's a special gift for Mother's Day.
Oh, this
special
is fabulous.
Gift for any lady.
That's right.
You'll love this.
For birthdays.
And,
yes.
and it comes mm-hmm. in a gorgeous box.
Are coming up.
Now, tell
Weddings
me what else you get with
up.
This deal.
You also receive the little note cards, which look very similar to it. It's very gardeny, everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you love springtime like I do and you love gardening and sending a little note to somebody for any time of the year, these are beautiful. Also, we have, okay, this is what they handed me this first. And I said, I love this. And this is what it is. It's a very nice notepad. I am one who takes a lot
in a
of notes.
Boxed.
And it's hard.
Somehow,
yeah. It's hardback. Nope. Notepad. It's very well made. I like quality notepads. Yes. My kids will tell you. And it has a date on it, has lines on it. And then it's also, you can just tear it off like this. It's very easy. You can take your note with you. I'm finding my notes all over the place all the time because I'm glad I take notes. And the other one, real quick, I want to mention that comes in this packet that you're seeing on the air, Garden Spring Collection. This is really incredible. I love organization too. So anything to organize, I'm all in for. This is an organizational calendar that's not marked. So you can mark any day you want there. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But the week of whatever week it is, you do it yourself. And things that you want to organize. So you can put, can you imagine mine, how filled up mine will be, honey?
Yes, I know.
Absolutely.
I'm constantly organizing, working on my little project.
That's right.
But it's a set, right?
Yes.
If you want to be.
This is a whole set.
So how much is that?
This is the Garden Spring Collection. For a $75 donation to the ministry, you're going to receive one of the notepads, one of the beautiful tea mug sets, the weekly planner, and the box card set right there, all for a donation of $75. That includes the shipping and handling. And these products are elegant, but they're high quality. And if there's anything that mom's taught us, she's
like
taught
quality.
Us. She loves quality. She's the queen of taking notes and all these, but this makes a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
For Mother's Day that's coming up, birthday, special occasions for someone in your family.
This would be so special for Mother's Day.
This would be, if I received this collection for Mother's Day or just one of the pieces, you could break this up and you could use different pieces for different, you know, mothers in your life and spiritual mothers and daughters and friends and but especially your mom, if your mom is still here on this earth, this would just be beautiful. And like I said, just start with this box. It's just a great decorative piece. Like I said, Tammy Sue and I just love boxes. And so this tea mug with the infuser comes in it just like that. And it's
beautiful.
Just beautiful. So it makes a great presentation. We have so many other things, honey, too.
Okay.
Little Lori's bringing some more things here. She's bringing something that's one of all of our favorites all year round.
Yes.
We believe in this very strong. And that's our legacy seeds. We love them. We're planting some right now.
It's time
of the year. For people to learn how to grow farms.
That's right.
How to grow their little gardens.
Yes, and these are 21 varieties of seeds. And you have fruits and vegetables. There's tomatoes, there's corn, sweet peas, bell peppers, carrots. I mean, the variety is absolutely amazing. And this is the time now, right now, to start planting your gardens. So not only are you going to receive the 21 variety seeds that we have, which is the heirloom seeds, we're also throwing in a few bonuses.
Oh, so excited.
Where you'll receive the family garden planner.
This is, get ready, you gardeners. Anybody that loves
I
to garden
this package,
or is starting to garden, maybe for the first time. What a great, but it tells you, monthly planning for for garden tasks for the month, the must-do projects, notes, monthly expenses. You can literally just write everything down here. And again, it's about organizing and starting your garden and filling all this out. You're going to love it. I was thinking of little Lori's mother-in-law, Janet, who's one of our dearest friends. And I'm like, the first thing I thought was Janet. She's the most amazing gardener. And so I've got to get this for Janet immediately. Also, we have
the family. This is the family garden plan. And in this is just absolutely amazing. This author actually shows you how to have a garden for all year long. So all the different seasons, when to plant things so that they're ready for you through the winter, through the spring. It's not just for springtime. It's actually all season long of when you should be planting for the different temperatures.
This is amazing, guys.
It's just filled with pictures. I mean, it's color pictures in through this whole the family garden plan.
Yes. And also, like this right here, choosing your plant.
Growing a year's worth of sustainable and healthy food.
It's amazing.
Right. And just like this right here, when you open it up, choosing your plant, variety, and seeds. So I'd like to understand, you know, what plant I should choose for my garden and the season of the year here. And so this literally explains all of that to you. I just love this.
These are two of the best gardening books we could find for you. And we put them with the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And what else comes with it? Another gift comes with it for spring.
It's another darling box that has something so adorable in it. So you just open it up. See, like this? Mm-hmm. You can just open that up. And you can see right there is the beautiful tea mug with the infuser. It has a ceramic type infuser inside. And then, of course, you can just sit your tea like this, and it's just so beautiful, so feminine, so ladylike, just so perfect.
This whole set would be a great gift for somebody who loves to garden.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the complete family garden set. For a donation of $125, that includes shipping and handling, you're going to receive the seeds, you're going to receive the mug, and the two books, one which is a planner, and the other which is the family garden plan book. So that all that you see on the screen right now, for a donation of $125, and that includes the shipping and handling. And we're excited because we get to offer these seeds.
That's right.
All right, what's next, Lori?
Now, right here we have the complete illustrated children's Bible. Now, let me have the girls speak to you about this. Marcella, little Lori.
I wanted to introduce that.
Yeah. Oh, well, let you introduce the children's Bible then.
My heart is for the kids to know the words.
Yeah. So important.
Yes.
And I want my grandchildren to know the word. And we finally found a Bible that is a complete illustrated children's Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this cover just pops. Look at it. It is gorgeous.
It has 300
and it's been tested by my children.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
Do you have a microphone on, little Lori?
She's just grabbing another.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Product.
Come here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter, Olivia, has tested this for us.
She loves it, and she reads it to her little sister now because she can read now. But honestly, the illustrations just make it come to life.
Yeah.
But what I love about
it's hundreds.
Yes, it's 300, over 300 stories
of all the Bible stories.
That's right.
And it's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This is so rich.
Well, you know what's so amazing? I caught Olivia the other day, Lori. She was here and she was behind the scenes while we were taping Jim Baker's show during spring break. And I literally caught Olivia sitting on the floor over here and she was reading this Bible and she loved it.
She has a very special love for the word, but I love having things like this that can really make it come to life.
Now, how old is Olivia?
She's 8 years old now.
Is this good for an 8-year-old?
Absolutely. Yes, it's perfect. It's perfect for all ages because you can also, parents, you can read this Bible to your little ones.
There you go.
And they will love it.
Does your little girl?
She doesn't read yet, Kate.
No, but she like looking at these pictures and having her sister read to her.
She absolutely loves it. And what
because every page is pictures.
Yes, and that's the great
thing. It's a fully illustrated Bible.
Is you can point out the animals. And you can ask your kids. I ask them all the time, do you see a deer? Do you see a lion? Do you see an elephant?
Mm-hmm.
This is so great for all ages.
For learning.
Yes.
Yeah. So how much is this, Nanner?
This is a $25 donation, and that includes shipping and handling in this offer.
This is something brand new for us.
Yeah.
We're looking for you. We're going to find you the best. We're so brokenhearted that so many Christian bookstores have closed.
Yes.
We're not against bookstores. Yeah. We want them
Absolutely.
To grow.
Oh,
if you have a Christian bookstore in your town, go shop there.
Yes.
Go shop Amen. There and go visit them and thank them for carrying the stuff because
right.
you'll have fun shopping there.
Yes.
But this is our home shopping. This is for you that don't have time or don't even know.
That's right.
I don't think we even have a bookstore anymore in our town, do we?
Not in our
town. No, sir.
Christian bookstore?
No,
only
sir.
Us.
Only us.
We're the
we
ones
are.
That have anything.
And we have one at our place.
Yeah. Yes, we
but
do.
But it's getting bigger.
Yes.
It's getting bigger. We're going to have the greatest Christian bookstore in the world someday.
Yes.
But this one is really good. This is something special.
Beautiful.
Do you have something
really
else
is.
You want
I
to
do.
Tell?
I do. Yes, this is 101 Bible Bedtime Stories.
Yes. Now this
what are
is
these
something.
More pictures or what?
What's you better
it?
Believe
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. The color. And, you know, bedtime, is the perfect time for Bible study because mm-hmm. they're going to go to bed and they're going to meditate on the words
right.
that you're feeding into their little spirits. You know,
is this for younger children? Do you think?
Yes. Yeah. So my Jackson and Natalie, they
and how
love.
How old are they?
Yes, they're 4 and 5, and so they absolutely love the bedtime stories. Mm-hmm. But as a parent as well, I was so excited to see all the colors and how we can make the Bible come alive to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us. Creating a place for them as we're getting ready to settle to bed, you know, and make sure John and I, we do it together. That's part of our family's principle. We always say we put our kids down together and we read them the word. That's the last thing that we talk about. What is God teaching you?
Mm-hmm.
And we pray over them. But this is a great opportunity to bring the word of God to life, something that they can easily understand.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I love as well is not only are people using it for bedtime stories, but even if you have a church where you have nurseries or you have children's church, you know, these are great tools that you can incorporate there as well.
Okay, are these coming as a set?
These are a set, yes.
Infographics. So explain this to us.
Yeah, so let me tell you, what we try to do, we really started thinking, you know, very big. We started saying we want to meet every age group. Not only do we want to do the babies, Olivia's age, which is 8, but these right here are amazing for all ages, but specifically for your 8 to 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to take them down a journey of excitement and creativity.
Wow.
There's so many pictures and projects in here. There's a board
it's
game.
Projects.
Literally, there's a board game in the middle of this that they could play by themselves or with their family members. But it takes them from Moses to even truly to the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It shows them all the different characters in the Bible, but it's for the different age groups as
they
grow.
Yeah, it sparks the excitement of children. So that
That's
helps
right.
them to learn the word of God. They want to know it more.
Yeah. This is like going to Bible school
this is
for
amazing.
Kids.
Listen, maybe we ought to
Christian
give
school.
Us people. I'm not
like,
kidding. You should read this.
Look at this. It shows them who the heroes of the Bible were, and it also shows them who the villains.
Oh.
It says, who are the villains
right.
in the Bible?
Exactly.
You know, but that's something that they can understand, truly. That helps their brain get creative and understand in a very practical way for their minds.
This is brilliant, guys. I love this, too. So grandmas and grandpas get on board
Those
with this, moms and dads, and
Very,
uncles.
Very.
Yeah.
These should be worth a fortune because the creators of this took a lot of time.
Yeah,
this is a lot of work to do
so
this.
So you get both books.
It's like going to Bible college.
That's right. You're going to receive both of
Only for kids.
Them. Yes. You're going to receive both of them. So each of
for
them.
$35?
For $35
both
donation.
Together.
Both together because they both have different. So this one right here is the Bible infographics for kids. Giants, ninjas, skills, talky donkey, and what's the deal with the tabernacle? Don't you love that?
That's
how kids talk.
Cute.
And then this one is infographics for kids. Light versus dark. Dark, heroes versus villains, and mind-blowing Bible facts. So both of these for a donation of $35, and that includes the shipping and handling.
Yay, I love this.
Okay, quickly, we're going to run out of time.
This is so fun.
Okay.
I love this.
This is our special today to introduce our home shopping faith-based
Absolutely,
network.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, what do we have next?
So this right here is the Bible infographics for kids, but this is the activity book.
Mm-hmm.
So grandparents, I don't know about you, but we love activity books. We buy them any chance that we can get, but this is a great way for them to have interactive activities that they can go through.
Mm-hmm.
It also just helps teach them basic education, learning their letters, but it's all Bible-based.
I love
it. And so it's an entire activity book this one.
Of course, I would turn to this page. Everybody knows how I love names and meanings of names,
yes.
If you know me at all. Oh, my goodness. What is this one? What's in a name? What does your name mean? I'm all into that. I'm all into everybody's names.
So this comes with playing cards?
So they put their names and what their names mean. And then, now, don't backslide everybody from back in the day.
No, that's Bible. These are Bible
cards.
I have to tell you, this is probably one of my most favorite items right here. Because what it is, every playing card actually has an individual, a character from the Bible. And it tells them, it teaches them literally who they were. So Mary and Joseph, gives you a quick description of who Jesus was, who Mary and Joseph was. So they actually use these playing cards to help them learn all the characters that were in the Bible.
It's time we instill the Bible in our kids' hearts as they grow up, because the schools aren't doing it anymore.
Absolutely.
And we hide the word in our hearts that we might not sin against God.
Amen. So you receive this, the activity of book along with
and the cards.
And the playing cards for a $25 donation to the ministry.
Because if you want
if you want the entire full bundle, as we have been talking about them, you'll be able to receive one of the Bible infographics book volume one, and then the volume two, which is the giant ninja skills, the talking donkey, that volume two right there, along with the activity book and the playing cards for a donation of $50 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling.
Grandma and Grandpa, we're throwing a lot of great books and information out for you, and you can help support this ministry. Now, here's one I'm really thrilled about, and it's Pastor Dr. Robert Jeffers. We just love him.
Yay.
He's on our show all the time, and he's now written one, A Place Called Heaven for Kids. And so you can explain to kids what heaven, how real heaven is. And this is just fabulous. I'm thrilled that Dr. Jeffers did this.
You know, since I was a little boy, heaven was real to me.
Yes.
And I'd like heaven to be real to all my grandchildren.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And also we have the God Cares When I'm Afraid book. So you can receive both of these books. This is a God Cares book bundle for a donation of $30, which includes shipping
and
handling.
That's two books?
That's correct.
Two hardback books.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
beautiful color illustrations, and they're amazing topics to help your young children understand.
That's
God cares. And I love that, because that is something that Jackson, I've had to deal with him on. And so whenever I have a book like this, that can make it easy for me, even as a parent, to explain how do we overcome fear.
Mm-hmm. Now we're growing up a little bit, so we're going to get to have something for us. And this is called, ladies, this is called Growing Strong. Now, if I was to give this to anybody right now, it would be my daughter, Lori, that's standing right here next to me. Workouts, devotions, and recipes to become healthy from the inside out. I mean, the minute I saw this, I thought of you, honey. I was like,
you can add that to my birthday list.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
It's really amazing.
But it's really important to do these. All the different recipes, all the devotions, just this page right here, the influence of our positive self-talk doesn't come close to the power of our identity in Christ.
Amen.
Talk.
Amen.
That's so powerful.
Such a great gift.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you receive one of these Growing Strong book offer for a donation to the ministry of $30 or
How much more stuff do you have in the shop? We're almost out of time.
That's for your women in your life.
We have another cup.
Now, here we go.
My red truck.
The red truck spring offer right here. It's absolutely beautiful. We love this. You'll receive one of the red truck spring mugs. So you see that right there on the screen. One of the red truck spring. These are beautiful pop-up cards. And we
look at that pop-up. Can you see that close-up of the Lori's pop-up there?
Yes.
I love them.
Sweet.
I absolutely love.
Like,
and this these are my truck cards.
Yeah, three dimensions.
And so do you have a set for all of this?
That's right. Yes. And then also you're going to receive the garden flag as well. So all for a donation of $60 to the ministry. Look at that beautiful set right there.
For how much for all of it?
Yes, that's for a $60 donation to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. So what a wonderful way to help support the ministry while receiving beautiful faith-based gifts.
And we got something the kids just love.
Okay, now speak to this, Nana, because you're the one that brought this to us. And tell us why.
So I have to tell you, we test everything on our kids, and I tested this on my children. I brought it home, and the amazing thing is it's in English and Spanish. So all the writing, you'll see Jesus, there's a scroll that's in English and Spanish. But my children, Jackson and Natalie, they grabbed it and they held it. They sleep with it every single night. As a mother, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. They love Jesus. They talk to him. They do puppet shows with him. I mean, it truly has become like their little best friend. Natalie puts him to sleep. You know, it's really awesome to see. Having a Christ-centered Jesus doll is what it is.
You didn't think they would like it.
I didn't know if they would. I didn't think they would.
Because it's so different.
It is so different, but they absolutely loved it. And every time one of the kids get hurt, if you see this little detail, the hand, I have to share this because when Natalie she stubbed her toe, Jackson ran and grabbed his Jesus doll, and he put the hand of Jesus on her toe, and he started praying over her and asking Jesus to heal her toe.
Isn't that sweet?
So it is just the sweetest. So I've grown to just love this Jesus doll because I see how much my kids love it.
Yeah, that's
you can't
good.
Find that in any store, hardly.
That's right.
So you can receive one of these Jesus dolls for
$25. Yes, for a $25 donation.
It comes in a beautiful big box,
too.
Yes, it does. All soft and cuddly.
Be great for a birthday.
That's right.
Great for just grandma coming
and
to the house.
And also this little scroll right here, you can write on it for when they invite Jesus into their heart, when they accept Jesus. So you get to write their name, the date. So it's also a keepsake that you can have for your child as well.
I love this so much. Grace Laced, discovering timeless truths through seasons of the heart. This is the most beautiful devotion where you have beautiful thoughts to think about,
beautiful pictures
that just... it's just totally class. I love it so much. And it ministers to your spirit in such a beautiful way.
Is that two books?
And also the other book is called Beholding and Becoming the Art of Everyday Worship.
Is that two books together?
If you'd like to receive, you can get one for a $30 donation, or you can receive both of them for a $55 donation. And that includes the shipping and handling.
Okay, great. These are quality. This is
they're beautiful.
It's high class.
And this
quality.
Is the perfect time because Mother's Day is right around the corner. So all the women who are in your life that you want to bless with faith-based gifts, this is what I'm so excited about. We've worked so hard to bring all these spring offers to you, and we hope that you will enjoy them.
And this is a way that we will be able to stay on the air, but we're bringing you only the good stuff.
Yes.
Only the good stuff.
Absolutely.
I know you're going to enjoy it. So take time to go to our website. At jimbakershow.com.
Right.
Or Post Office Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, to write, to order, 65615. Or call us toll free. Lori, what's that number?
That's 1-888-988-1588.
Yeah. We do have to go. I wish we didn't, but.
Thank you, honey, for your revelation teaching today. It was amazing.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It's so important. But the home shopping is important because this is putting the gospel into the children's hearts, grandma's hearts, to everybody's hearts.
Yes.
So I hope you'll order stuff that will keep us on the air.
Yes.
Thank you for calling 1-888-988-1588. Toll free. Yes. Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.